Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Tomorrow, volunteers will give out thousands of turkeys around Greater Boston, helping supply a full Thanksgiving meal for those who can't afford it. One of those volunteers is Daphne Lopes. She was originally a client of Catholic Charities, where I was once president years ago, but she now helps distribute the turkeys. She'll be out in Dorchester tomorrow morning in her iconic turkey hat. Daphne stopped by our studio recently and started by telling us why she found it so hard to accept her first turkey.
I'm a giver. I've never learned, I think, how to receive. I'm a community advocate. I love giving to my community. I love making sure that my community is great. But I'm not one who really likes to take for myself unless it's absolutely necessary. And 2 years ago, I found myself in a situation where it was absolutely necessary. And when it comes to my babies, pride has nothing for me. So I went down, I took advantage of it, and I found out that I had been missing out on an opportunity to give back to my community in a bigger way.
Was it hard on your pride?
A little hard. The easiest way I can say it is that from my community, we're people that are prideful on, especially moms, on making sure that two holidays of the year, our babies are served and our families are served. The first one being Thanksgiving, the second one being Christmas. So I've always found a way to scrape something here, pull something there to try to pull it together. 2 years ago, I just could not do it, and I had to go in. And it is very hard sometimes to go in, especially when you're used to having or you're not used to receiving, to stand in that line. And some people look at you and they look down on you, and I found out that my pride was keeping me from actually helping my family. So if anybody's thinking bad about you, sweetheart, look to the other side, get that turkey, take it home, and empower your family.
Why is the turkey so important at Thanksgiving? What is it about being able to put that bird on the table that makes such a difference?
That meat is what brings the family together. That is the most expensive part of the meal for most families. So if you can get that part donated, then the rest of the family can come together, and this one can bring some macaroni, this one can bring some greens, this one can bring some bread, this one brings dessert, and then everyone is fellowshipping, everyone is getting together, everyone is laughing, and it just makes everyone reconnect. You learn from the elders when we're there. We try to empower the young ones when we're there. So it's one time of the year where everyone, each one teach one. Each one loves one.
How many people do you think line up on that Saturday before Thanksgiving to receive food?
Number one gets in line at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and that's in the walking line. They have two lines that they service. They do have a drive-up line, and people usually get in line about 6 o'clock there. I think they've passed out. Last year, it had to be over 1,000 turkeys, well over 1,000 turkeys. I passed out in that line a good 300 tickets that day, just with people coming through. And we ran out that day. We got some more in that Monday, more in that Tuesday. They had turkeys up till that Wednesday. And on that Wednesday, finally, we just didn't have anything else to give. Every year, I think it's getting a little bit harder on people. More people are finding out about the organization. So it makes it a little bit harder to serve people. So I think it is important for me to tell everyone now that although Haitian Multicultural Center and Catholic Charities wants to help as many people as they possibly can, you have to sign up at a certain time. If you do not have a ticket, you will not be able to get a turkey. No ticket, no turkey, no tique, no pavo. They have to actually buy these turkeys and have them there in time enough to service the people. So there has to be a cutoff date.
Do you turn a lot of people away?
We turn people, and unfortunately, it hurts. It hurts. Last year, I gave my turkey away.
Really?
I did. I gave my turkey away.
Who'd you give it to?
A Haitian father that came in with some children, and I don't even know who he is. I just saw the look in his eyes, and he just hung his head, and I gave my turkey away.
Are there stories that you've encountered that particularly move you? Any you'd be comfortable sharing?
I don't want to say a name, but I will say that I did meet an older Hispanic lady, And she was very grateful for the opportunity of getting the turkey. And she was in line last year, and it was very cold. So I went and I tried to take her to the front of the line to be serviced. And she told me, thank you, that she had come out the year before. She was not able to get a turkey, and that she went and she had dog food for her Thanksgiving meal. And I don't ever want to hear anyone say that they have to resort to having something that you have to feed your pet. So I want as many people to be served as possible. Things like that hurt my heart, which is what makes me go out there on Saturday and go out there on Friday and just give as many people and serve as many people. If they're happy on Thanksgiving and they have a turkey on that table, then I'm blessed.
Daphne, what do you think is people's greatest misunderstanding or misconception about people who receive a turkey that weekend before Thanksgiving?
I think people think that they are lazy, that they don't care, that they're just looking for something free. But the people that I have encountered there are people that are just having monetary issues, have lost jobs with the economy and with the political climate that we have going on right now. It's strenuous on people. There are a lot of people that have mental health issues that are out there, and this is the only way that they know to get a meal. So people need to understand that although you may have one thought, there is a human side to it. And I would suggest that people come out and just volunteer. Just for 1 hour, I guarantee you that 1 hour will change your mind and your heart.
Is it tougher out there now, do you think, for people than it has been?
Yes. This political climate is just making it so hard for people to just put a meal together from day to day. And that turkey is vital.
The people who come for turkeys, do you think that they're in need of food support other times of year as
yes.
well?
Yes.
And can
yes.
they find it?
What I love about it is that it gives me the opportunity to tell them that the Catholic Charities Haitian Multicultural Center has a food pantry there that they can take advantage of. It gives me the opportunity to tell them that they can dial 211, and 211 can tell them where different food pantries are in their area, as well as where they can go and get a meal that night. Rosie's Place is always open for anyone who identifies as a female. You're always free to go there and get a meal too. So it gives me the opportunity to spread that knowledge out to my community. Each one teach one.
And if there's a listener who's listening to this discussion and wants to make a change, wants to do something, what's one thing you'd say they should do?
Volunteer. Donate money. Donate time. Donate love. If you see someone out there on the street, you don't have to give them money. Buy them a meal. If you're worried about giving them money and they're doing something with the wrong thing, take them and buy them a meal. You will not realize that one meal could make the difference in a person's day in life. Say hello to somebody. Be human. Be human. Put the human back in humanity. That's what we need.
Let's talk about your Thanksgiving. Tell me how you cook your turkey.
I cook it a couple of different ways. My mom fries the turkey.
Like deep fry?
Deep fry.
Oh, that's committed.
That's very good. I like grandma's recipe. I like to put the butter and the basil up underneath the turkey skin. And I like to stuff it with the dressing, cut up my potatoes and my carrots, put it around my bird, put it in the oven and let her get beautiful and golden brown. Put that smell through the house. Then some sides, some macaroni, some collard greens, some candied yams, some dessert, some pound cake, some pies. Yes, and then we go into a coma. And then we turn around and we replay.
Any fight in your family over whether the stuffing belongs in the bird or cooked alongside the bird?
Yes, there is that fight. So what we do is we put the we put it on the side of the bird just to make it easy for those people that like it on the outside. I personally am an outside person, just so that the family knows. I vote outside.
Well, and you cook the turkey, so I guess you get to decide.
Yes.
All right. Is this a lifelong commitment for you now, volunteering at this turkey line? Or do you think there will be a time when you decide, that's enough, I've given of myself there?
As long as I have a breath in my body, I will volunteer. I take my children over there so that my children can learn the importance of giving back to your community. If it wasn't for these people, we wouldn't have. So I want them to get out there and learn how to be community advocates and give back too. I'm trying to build a future of givers.
Daphne Lopes. She's a volunteer with Catholic Charities. Daphne, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too. And listeners, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
You can find a picture of Daphne in her iconic turkey hat on our website at radioboston.org. That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Tiziana Deering. Join us again next week for more Radio Boston.